And we're talking about v'sirosh chamru. V'sirosh is wine. Now you don't eat wine, you drink wine. Oksiven, so the pasuk says v'yachalta. So mashma, when it says achalta eating, it's including drinking also. So therefore v'siroshcha means drinking wine. And what Torah says v'yachalta included is drinking. So Mara says no, maybe v'dumai de'a nigrun. Maybe here when it says to drink, to eat the wine, it means put it into a vegetable soup like. And it's called eating it then. Adeya nigrun. Rashi says, shumin meichel. It's a food. So maybe just you poured the wine into a food, into a dish, and eating it now. That's the way you eat it in Yerushalayim. The Yom Rabba Bashmuel, a nigrun, what's called a nigrun? Maya de soka. That's a borscht, beet juice. Maya de soka, that's when you cook up the beets. Rashi's maya de soka, tavshel shel pradin. If you make a beet juice, horseradish. No, that's grain, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. What? Bush. So that's what Maya Nigra means, bush. Now, Maya de Silka, what is vegetable? No. A Nigra Maya de Silka. Ach Sigrun, that's Maya de Kula Silka. That's the vegetable soup. That's the juice of all the vegetables cooked together. Rashi says, Maya de Kula Shalke, Shaloke, show you Yerik. The cooking of vegetables. So I call upon him, he can have a drink that's edible. In other words, really, you have to eat this like a thick vegetable soup. It's called you're eating it. So maybe here when the pasuk says v'yachalta, that you can eat your ma'aser sheni of wine in Yerushalayim, it really means you'll eat it. You'll have it with a vegetable, fruit soup. Okay, you'll have it with a dish. So here, there's no proof that the pasuk means you're drinking it, and that's called achila. Maybe no, the pasuk means you're going to eat it with food. Ela rad omar rav acha bar yakov miyachov in this pasuk. It says later. That's a ma'aser sheni. If you're paid to it outside Yerushalayim, now you bring the money into Yerushalayim, and there you're supposed to buy food and eat. What do you do with the money? You could buy meat, you could buy wine, or strong drink. And the pasuk first said v'yachalta, that you're supposed to eat it. So with this pasuk is like a continuation that you're supposed to eat the ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. Now again, it says here v'yayin with wine. So yayin chamru, wine, yayin is wine. So the pasuk says v'yachalta. So again, you see by drinking wine, it's included in the word of v'yachalta of eating. The Gemara says no. What's the proof? The same thing.
So it's a changing.
Well, you change it, but then you bring the money into your shalayim, and now you have to buy food, which has the loch of ma'aser sheni, and therefore it's included in the first pasuk of v'yachalta lefnei Hashem Elokecha. Once you buy with your money food, now the kedusha is upon the food. It's like you're reading ma'aser sheni now. So that's included in the first pasuk of v'yachalta. So again, it's called eating and really drinking. So we have to say drinking is b'chlal eating. Tomorrow says no, the same thing. The duma may be hokinami, idea nigrun. Here it means you put the wine in the dish and you eat the dish. That's what it means. That's what's called v'yachalta. Tomorrow says no, sheikhok said. Here it says sheikh means strong drink, means, right, midi de mishakir. Something that makes you the lahai, huh? Something that makes you shikha, right? Now, if you have it in a vegetable soup, it won't do too much. Can't put too much wine in a vegetable soup, it won't help you too much. So therefore, it's mashma that you're taking the wine by itself. So here's the proof that the pasuk says, v'yachalta eating, and really you're drinking. So we say drinking is b'chlal eating. The verse says, no, v'dilma maybe, the sheikh here means, tevela kilis. It's a special date that was pressed out in kilis, the place kilis. It's a strong date. I'm not sure if it's a date or a fig, was it actually saying?
Fermented.
Could be it's figs. I'm not sure.
From the sugar, it's fermented and it came
what? Figs. Just yeah, figs. Okay, good. Could be figs, right. Dilma dvela kilis. The tiny one like this. Ochal dvela kilis. If a kohen, before he goes into the base of Migdish, he eats pressed out figs from this place, kilis. They are very strong figs. Or else, v'shosho dvash, he drinks honey. V'chol of and milk. The main thing is the milk. Mashmir milk also gets you a little bit high. You drink milk, you get sleepy, and you go into the Beis Hamikdash, the Ovad, and the Kohen does the Avoid the Chayiv, but this alone is Chayiv Misa. That's called he was Ovar after he drank wine. So Rashi says, no, it's not Dafka wine you have to drink. Anything that makes you high, you're not going to do the Avoid after. So maybe here also, when the Pasuk says that you're drinking Sheikhar, maybe Sheikhar just means a strong fig. You see, figs could affect you. So again, you have no proof that you're really drinking. Maybe it's still an eating only. Ela the Gemara says, rather, goma sheikha sheikha mi nozer. I learned it out from the Eastern Nozer. that just like it says by Nosser cannot drink Shechor, and there for sure it only means wine. It does not mean a strong food. It does not mean their milk or this a strong fig. A Nosser is allowed to drink as much milk as he wants, or he could eat as much keel as available as he wants. So Ma'al Halan, just like by the Yisr Nosser Yayin, when the Pasuk says Yayin for Shechor, for sure it means that a Nosser is not allowed to drink wine. If so, Afkan here also, but Pasuk of Ma'aseh Sheni, when it says Yayin v'Shechor, it means wine. And still the Pasuk says v'yachalta, so that's the proof that included in eating is drinking. Omar Rav, Rav says, Afa na na mitnina, bring your proof also. We learned also in our Mishnah like this, that what says, Tishtiya is b'chlal achila. It says in the Mishnah, Shvua shelo yoichal. A person swears he will not eat today. And then what happens? V'yachal v'shosoy, eats and he drinks throughout the day. So it says, Ein ha-chayiv alachat. He's only chayiv one korban, or one malchus, or one asroah. The question is, what's the chiddush? Iyamrit, it's good if you'll tell me, bishleima, that shtiyah b'chal achila, that drinking is included in eating. So when the person first said, I swear I will not eat today, included in that is, I will not drink. So therefore, itzrach le'latana li'ashminon, hiyein ha-chayiv alachat. Therefore, the Tana has to teach us that now that he ate and he drank today, he's only chayiv once. Because otherwise I would have thought maybe it's chayiv twice. Because when the person first said, I swear I will not eat today, included in eating is I will not drink also. So you have to tell me if you do both, you only chayiv once. Because l'maisa, you only spoke out one shvua. See, even though in this one shvua it's included two things, but they're both a part of the same shvua. That's the chiddush, you only chayiv once. Ela, but, iyam, that you're going to tell me, when a person says, I will not eat, he only means eating. He does not include not to drink. If so, what do you have to tell me this for? Shvua shlo yoichal, v'yochal v'yosom lochem yitzvach lashmina de'en chayiv alachat. The person swears, I will not eat today. And the person eats and he drives the car. You have to tell me he's only chayiv once. Pshita, what does driving a car have to do with you're swearing and I can eat? If you tell me drinking is not part of eating, so what does the Mishnah have to tell me if you swear you will not eat today and you eat and drink, you only chayiv once? Pshita, what does one have to do with the other? So this is the proof that shtiya is included in eating. Therefore, when you first said I will not eat, you meant you will not eat and drink. So you have to tell me, even though he does two things, still is only chayiv once. So my sister, it's one shvua.
Would it be a difference if
it's
drinking?
Oh, Malay Abaye, what are you telling me? That shtiya is b'chlal achila, that drinking is b'chlal eating. If so, I'm the safe. What does the safe say? Shvua shelo yoichal, I swear I will not eat today, v'shelo yeshta, and I will not drink. And then, v'yochal v'shoti does both, chayiv shtayim. That's what the Mishnah says. He swore he will not eat, and then he swears he will not drink. So both shvua zachal, and if he eats and drinks, he's chayiv twice, even though it's telem echot. The question is why? Kivan d'yom shelo yoichal, as soon as he said his first shvua, I will not eat today, you're telling me now included in eating is drinking. So right away he's not allowed to drink. If so, when he says right away, I also swear that I will not drink, why is the second shvua chal at all? It's like mushva v'yomet, he has an ister ready not to drink because of the first shvua. Like, you're like, what's the chila, right? If a person would say, I swear I will not drink today. Then it says a second time, again I swear I will not drink today. Nim chayiv tarti, is he chayiv twice if he drinks? No, because when he made the first shvua, he's mushva v'yomid. He has an issa now, he's not allowed to drink. Therefore the second shvua is not chal. A shvua is only chal on something that's a rishus, you're allowed to do, but not once you can't do it. So here, if you first swear you will not eat, so why do I say when you say you will not drink, it's chal, if the ishtiyah is included in the first issa, it should not be chal the second. Oh, malay hosam, here it's different. The yomar shloy eshtah, v'odawamar shloy yoichol. Maybe here the case is no. First he swore he will not drink. Now that's pshita. If you say drinking, you mean drinking, not eating. Eating is not included in shtiyah. So first he swore I will not drink. So it's chal that shvua. And then he says, v'odawamar shloy yoichol. The shtiyah b'chlal achil issa. Drinking is included in eating, true. But here the second shvua is chal, because achila b'chlal shtiyah lesa. Eating is not included in drinking. So first you swore you will not drink. What is that? Only drinking is also. You're allowed to eat. So now when you make your second shvua, I swear I will not eat, it's chal the second shvua, because up until now you were allowed to eat. So that's the case of the Mishnah. Ah, but what do you want to tell me though? Avalo mashvua shlo yoichal. But shlo yeshvu, if the person says, pasha the way it says in the Mishnah, I swear I will not eat. And then he says, I swear I will not drink. But shlo yeshvu, v'yochal v'shos, and then He eats and drinks. My, what are you going to tell me? And a chayiv alach, there's only chayiv one carbon. Because in this case, since he said achila first, it's included in eating is drinking. So when he says he's not going to drink, it's not chal de shvua. If so, yachi is so. Ad toni reisha. What does the reisha have to say? Shvua shaloi oichal. The yachal v'shos and a chayiv alachas. Why is that the big chiddush? That you have to tell me if a person swears that he will not eat, and then he eats and drinks, is only chayiv once. Why is that such a chiddush? It should have said a bigger chiddush for Mishnah. Let the Mishnah say like this: Shavua shaloi oichal, v'shaloi eshta. Even a bigger chiddush. Not only just said shaloi oichal, but he says I swear I will not eat, and then he swears he will not drink. Even so, in the chayiv alachat, still is only chayiv once, according to what you're saying, because in the first shavua of achila was included not to drink. So it's us of you to drink because of the first shvua. Therefore, the second shvua is not chal. V'choshchen, and for sure then I would know, shelo yoichal l'chudei, that if you only swear you will not eat today, that for sure if you eat and drink, you only chayiv one. So why does the Mishnah only pick the less chiddush? It should have said the bigger chiddush. So the mashma, what you're saying is wrong. Ela rather l'yerlam kiriktoni. No, the Mishnah means what it says. It says if you swear you will not eat and you will not drink, that's the lashon. First you swore you will not eat, it's chal both. The question is why? Why is the second shvua you will not drink chal? Lachur, when you first say you will not eat, it's included you will not drink also. So why is the second one chal? I'll tell you, v'shani hach, here it's different. Kivan diyom meshalei oichal. V'hoderwa meshalei yeshta. Like the same person, right away, first he said, I swear I will not eat today. And then right away he says, I swear I will not drink. So why does he have to speak out, I will not drink? If normally by eating is included drinking, so why does he have to speak it out? So it must be Goliadaita, this person is showing us that in his mind, that when this person first swore, I will not eat today, what he meant then was only eating. That's what he meant. Therefore, as soon as he realized that now I want to make it off even I should not drink today, so he has to speak it out, I will not drink. That's why here the two shvuas achal. Normally, when you just say, I swear I will not eat, and eating alone is included drinking. But here, where the person had to speak out, I will not eat and I will not drink, what are you saying you'll not drink for? It must be because when you said, I will not eat, you really only meant not eat. You did not mean to include the drinking. It's only now when you're speaking out, I will not drink, that's including drinking. So therefore, it's two separate shruas, therefore you're chayes twice. Omar Ravashi. Masnisim Namidek, I bring a proof also from our Mishnah like this. The shtiyas bechlal achila. Why? It says shvua shelo yoichal. So person swears he will not eat. V'yochal oichal in shen ruil achila. And it says also v'shosa mashkin shen ruil shtiyah potter. So what does that have to speak out? And he drinks things that's not drinkable that he's potter. Mashma haruyin. If he would have drink something, a good drink, soda, he would drink something that's raw. Chayiv, then he would be chayiv. V'yamai, why? Hashua shelo yoichal come. All he said was, I swear I will not eat today. That's a proof also for the end of the Mishnah that by saying you will not eat, you mean also you will not drink. And therefore you're only potter because it's not drinkable. But if it's something that's drinkable, you'll be chayiv. Once again, no. Dilma may be the yom atarati. Maybe here he said two things. Shua shalai yoichal, shua shalai yeshta. The seif alone will not be a proof. Because the seif is not going to explain the case of really how you said the lashon. The main chiddush is that if you swear you will not eat, and you eat something that's not edible, that's not included. Like, don't think anytime you put something through your mouth, you're chayiv. That's the chiddush of the sefer. But as far as halachas go, separate shruas, maybe you made two separate shruas. First you swore you would not eat today, then you swore you would not drink. So for the sefer, there's no proof. The proof is only from the ratio, and from the psukim we had before, that it says lashon of achila, then it says yain v'shechar, there yain means real wine, and still the pasuk calls it v'yachalta, mashma drinking is included in eating. That's the maskana that we hold, drinking is included in eating. Then the Mishnah says, Shvur shloi oichal v'yochal paschitim. Person swears I will not eat today, and then he eats from these three breads, he's only chayiv one. But if he spoke out clearly, I swear that I will not eat wheat bread, and barley bread, and spelt bread, then he's chayiv three. The question is why? V'dilma maybe, l'mifta nafshei mi'achronaisa kosi. Even though the person said, Shvuar shloi oichal paschitin upas sorim upas kusmin. Why do I say it means a separate lashon shvuah on each one of these three? Maybe it's one shvuah. But the shvuah is that all amoser is only these three. But excluding everything else, I could eat a cornbread. I could eat a rye bread. Maybe that's what he meant. Only these three types, wheat, barley, and spelt, is offered to me. But rye and cornbread, maybe that's smut. That's what he meant to say. But he only meant it with one shvua. The Gemara says, no, that's all he meant to say, that he's allowed to eat rye bread. Hevel Elamemi should have said, Chitim Usarim Makusman. Just should have said, Shvua, that I will not eat wheat and barley and kusman. That's what he should have said. He didn't have to say the word, pass three times. Gemara says, no. The Dumuk would have just said, a Shvua, I swear, I will not eat barley and wheat and spelt. Now what he meant? Lochus. Maybe he only meant to say, I will not chew it. That means I will not eat the raw barley, the raw wheat. But maybe if he makes it into bread, then he's allowed to. So he has to say the word pas to teach us that he even means to say I can't eat bread. So Mar says no, for that alone the Hevel Lamei should have said pas chitul musar makusim. True, let him say the word pas, but just one time. Then I would know he means to ask himself he cannot eat bread of wheat, of barley and kusman. So Mar says no. If he would have just said once the word pas, vidulma pas chitim, that's what he meant. I swear I cannot eat a wheat bread. But lechol sarim v'kusmin lochus. But maybe when he said sarim v'kusmin, he only meant to say on those that I'm asking I cannot eat raw barley or raw spelt. But maybe if we make a spelt bread or a barley bread, maybe that's mutah. See, if we had said the word pas three times, the Gemara says no. The question still is, the Hevel Lamei should have said pas chitim v'shel sarim v'shel kusmin. Let him just say I'm asking I cannot eat today not bread of wheat and of barley and of kusmin. Without the word pas, just say v'shel, I would also know. So the word pas is extra. That's how I know he means three separate shvuos.